Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of tech stacks. Ever dream of building that billion-dollar app? Well, first, you gotta pick the right ingredients for your tech sandwich.
Tech sandwich? I'm intrigued. So like a LAMP stack, Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP, the OG tech stack.
Exactly. But today, it's not just LAMP. It's a whole delicatessen of choices. Front-end, back-end, APIs, it's enough to make your head spin faster than a JavaScript event loop.
Right? The video mentions mean, mern, mem, so many acronyms. Makes me feel like I need a tech stack just to understand tech stacks.
Haha, and those acronyms don't even cover everything. The video mentions Stackshare.io as a great resource to see what real companies are using. But let's get practical. Imagine building the next MySpace. Where do we begin?
The front-end, obviously. Gotta make it look slick. JavaScript seems like the go-to, but plain JavaScript, no way.
TypeScript. Gotta have those types, right? Then, a UI framework. React, Vue, Angular, the eternal debate. This video goes with React. Popular, lots of developers, and React Native for mobile is a plus.
But React alone isn't enough, is it? The video dives into state management with Redux, CSS frameworks like Tailwind, preprocessors like Sass, and even post-CSS. It's like a CSS party.
Yeah, not to mention Webpack to bundle it all up. Phew, that's just the front end. Now, on to the back end beast.
Databases, the heart of it all. NoSQL like MongoDB, relational like MySQL, or something exotic like a graph database.
The video goes for good old MySQL, but adds Redis for caching. Speed is key. Then, a server-side runtime, Node.js with Nest.js in this case. And of course, a web server like Nginx or Apache.
Hold on, we need to deploy this thing. Docker, Kubernetes, AWS, Terraform, it's getting complicated. And don't forget GitHub for version control and CI/CD with GitHub Actions.
It's a lot, I know, and we still haven't talked about APIs. GraphQL and Apollo for communication, Stripe for payments, Twilio for messaging. Overkill? Maybe. The video suggests a simplified approach.
Ah yes, the Petite Fire Stack, Petite Vue for the front end, Firebase for the back end. Simple, elegant, scalable. Sometimes less is more, right?
Absolutely. It's a great starting point. The key takeaway here is to choose the right tools for the job, not just the hottest, trendiest tech. Focus on building a great product first, then scale as needed. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.